Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Ganesh Cheesh for being here with us today on this wet and rainy day. I swear that I think I felt some hail pounding this afternoon, a little brief amount of it, but maybe I was hallucinating. But it's good to have everyone here today and some things to think about. Next month, when you head to the ballot box, there are two measures that hikers and nature lovers might want to check out. Joining us now to explain what these measures are all about and what will happen if they do pass, we have Ryan O'Shaughnessy. He's the executive director of Trail Mix Incorporated, and John Pugh with the Juno Park Foundation. And maybe let's start off with you, Ryan. For those of us who probably don't know much about your organization, can you bring us up to speed?
Yeah. So Trail Mix is an organization that's been maintaining and building trails in Juneau for almost 30 years. We are a close partner with the Juneau Ranger District of the U.S. Forest Service, with the City and Borough of Juneau, and Alaska State Parks. We typically employ seasonal trail crews to go out and work on our trails and keep everything in good shape and keep up with all the rain and the sometimes hail that you mentioned. And we also have tons and tons of volunteers who we're super grateful for coming out and helping us out with that work.
You know, I think that that is such a great name, Trail Mix. I mean, it's kind of a very friendly name.
Yeah, it is. I like to think we're a pretty friendly group.
So obviously, Juno Park Foundation is a natural partner for Trail Mix. John, you want to tell us a little bit about your organization?
Yeah, the Park Foundation was put together about 5 years ago, and the main reason was to support the CBJ's Parks and Recreation, and of course Trail Mix is part of that. They contract with them, but the big thing was that we wanted to be sure that we could apply for grants and be able to bring in additional private monies to enhance our parks and to make sure that parks are accessible for all the citizens of Juneau. That's really our vision, is that parks and the programs that are connected with parks and recreation are really accessible for everyone, and that's what we've been doing over the last 5 years.
Well, people in this community rave about the parks and the trails, and you know, to me, it's so amazing that so many different kinds of terrain are accessible within one community. You know, so many different landscapes that you can go to recharge and refresh. Do you think that, I mean, we think about health and enjoyment, but, and I'll start with you, Ryan, do you think that this is really something that's also a part of our economy, important to our economy?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think there's so many ways that you can look at how trails impact Juneau and how trails and parks make Juneau a really special place to live. And I think that how the economic impact of those is something that's not yet been fully explored. But when we think about the folks who come here to visit and maybe, you know, don't have the means to go on a more expensive tour, we have so many parks and so many trails that are accessible for anyone. And when people, you know, dream up their big Alaskan vacation, you know, that's what they're thinking of. They're thinking of being outside and being in nature.
But you can do that here and not have to spend a lot of time getting out.
Exactly.
To beautiful spots.
Right.
It's out your back door.
Right. Right. You know, just, and before we go.
Remember that song, you know, out your back door. Now think about it, you know.
Yes, yes. It's quite literal for many of us. But just before we go on to talking about the ballot measure specifically, you think that the kind of money that would be invested as a result of these ballot measures, is this a good investment in Juneau's future?
Absolutely. You know, parks and recreation in general. I was on Juneau Economic Development Council for many years as the chancellor at the university, and one of the big important things about that is that people move to an area where they want to work because they also want to play. And you have to have quality play, quality recreation in that community to really attract the kind of professionals you need here. So that makes a big difference in our economy, just attracting really, you know, smart, good professionals and individuals who want to work here and play here. So it's important. And then keep people healthy as well.
It's a win-win in so many ways. So let's start from the beginning. How did the funding for improving trails, upgrading things, get onto the ballot?
So at Trail Mix, we're constantly working with the CBJ Parks and Recreation Department, and the City and Borough Assembly is, you know, always working and thinking about major capital improvements and what are the vehicles to fund those improvements. So through a process starting back in, I think, December was when the legislative priorities were established. There's been some conversation about, hey, we really need to invest in our trails. We really need to address some of this maintenance we've seen with more rain, wetter summers, and what's the best way to do that. So there was a lot of conversation between, the 1% sales tax and for a general obligation bond or general fund. But that conversation's been going on for quite a while.
So there's Prop 2, a general obligation bond. Can you give us a quick Cliff Notes version of that?
Sure. So Proposition 2 proposes to fund improvements to Juneau's trail system. So I think it's about right around $1 million for Juneau's trail system, which has over 200 miles of trails. So it's quite a bit. A little over $500,000 for a new public use cabin, which we have a ton of need for. I know I've been trying to get the Amalga cabin rented for since it was
so
built.
Has my wife.
Yeah, since it was built and haven't been successful. So
it's beautiful. And
also resurfacing. Proposition 2 will also resurface and retread the Adair Kennedy track and field.
So what about Prop 3? What would that do?
Well, Prop 3 in the 1% would provide additionally maintenance for various things within the community, but one of those things will be trails and signage on trails. And so it's a little bit of a mix of things. And the 1% sales tax has always been used to maintain our buildings and our public facilities in the community. And the assembly will come back to it after it passes and decide what will be there. The departments will put up various maintenance needs in the community, and the assembly will come back and decide which ones of those will be funded. But definitely one of those is looked at now by the departments is trails and the signage on the trails.
Well, Ryan mentioned the Amalga cabin and just the love of that. Why does the Juneau Park Foundation have a dog in that fight?
Okay, well,
this was
our first big project. And one of the things was our chair, Ian Fisk, was very big on saying we need to have some public cabins that are very accessible to the citizens of Juneau. And so we worked with Parks and Rec to pick a place, Amalga, where they would Trail Mix put in a new short trail from the Eagle Valley Center right over to the Amalga Cabin, which is 10 to 15 minutes away and very accessible. You can literally pull a wagon in there. You can do it, but you know, park at the Eagle Valley Center and get there. And so it immediately, when that opened, when they opened up to register for it, in 60 seconds, the first 3 months, were sold out. And that cabin has sold out every single night since it opened. And it's just amazing. And, of course, that's true of the Hilda Dam cabin up in Eagle Crest, same kind of thing. It's all sold out. And that was one that I worked on as well with Reed Stoops when we were raising money from the Juneau Community Foundation. And we have a Parks and Recreation segment as well. But we know that public cabins are just a really high priority for people here in Juneau.
Well, it's just a wonderful experience to let people just kind of, especially during these past 2 years with COVID,
exactly,
that we've had to have people kind of recharge, decompress.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think there's a real hunger for that. So
yeah.
Just before we go, anything that you want to just remind people about if they want to go to get more information?
Well, one thing I was going to remind them of is voting, because I said, John, you do that part. So I did look it up, and the ballots are going out actually tomorrow, September 13th. Ballots will be put in the mail, and we're back to all the people who have registered. The mail, they will get a mail ballot. Now, the important part is that's not just getting that ballot, but then voting and bringing it in. And there are a number of ways you can do that, because you can actually bring it in to the voting centers. There are going to be two voting centers, one at the City Hall and then one in Mendenhall Valley, same ones we've had in the past. And they'll be open from September 19th to October 3rd. And then there will be one secure drop box, and that's out at the the harbor, and it's not going to be right at the harbor parking, but it'll be over at the boat launch area there. But people need to either drop them off, or then you can put them in the mail. And they just – the one thing about the mail is they suggest – get the post people to post it, you know, stamp it, because it has to be stamped for that day before election. So.
Right, right. Boy, those – thank God for the mail. But anyway, I want to thank both of you for coming here to kind of putting this on our early warning radar. It's great to know these things. So we want to thank you so much, Ryan O'Shaughnessy with Trail Mix and John Pugh with the Juneau Park Foundation. Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks for having us.